Blog Talk Radio.
It's Valentine's and it's living in the psychic realm, psychic death realm. Tina Flanagan. Surprise.
Never knew how much I love you. Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever. In the morning, fever all through the night.
And hello, this is Psychics Gone Wild, 773-897-6461. We have a full queue. So tonight, we're less music and more talk. You guys wanted it, you got it. Psychics Gone Wild. As this, I was saying, and the music was playing and everything's happened, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We have a lot of callers, we have a lot of fun, and we want to welcome each and every one of you. Tonight is a wild night. We've got to have three psychics, very intense, ready to send this world going. Starting out with our lovely Thursday night hostess, and those of you know, our phenomenal Dina Flanagan. Dina's here and going to be taking calls tonight. We have had the most fun with and still and continually do with lovely Dina. Our surprise, and you guys know, a few of you have already been hitting in there, is we're going to have Pamela Cummings on talking, the love psychic. So grab on, relax, and let's roll. How are you doing, Dina?
Awesome, awesome. And how are you doing?
Wonderful. We ran in. I got to eat my Valentine's Day present, and then I run out. Had a lady I had to do a healing.
I don't want to know what that was.
You know, it's red meat. Jethro, I just love it. And we last night, those of you who listened in, we teased the gentleman from India. Yes, I know that, you know, Jethro loves that word, but I love beef. I just can't help it. You know, and Dina, we've got a phenomenal group. We're going to do one question, you guys, with everybody on. We know that you're going to do this. To be really fair tonight and what we've got happening, please, you know, we're just going to go ahead with you. Don't get offended if we'll have you ask your name and one question, and then we'll just go into the next person. So if you need a general reading, you're going to get whatever we give you, and then go on. We love you, but there. See, now the phone just went wild. We love you guys. Just hang on to the phones that are calling in, because what we're going to do is we're going to give you that reading and that energy. 215, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Happy Valentine's Day, 215.
Hi, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie, and I know what you've got. You've got a question. Would you like to ask Dina just point blank? We've got both of us here. We'll give you a little bit, and then we're going to roll. We've got Pamela in the back. We got Pamela Cummings back there cooking up some love for us, so we need you to just give us that question you've got.
What is happening with my love life, if anything, coming up?
Well, I want to say happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. And, excuse me, I feel, I feel like there's an energy still around you. Is there somebody you're currently involved with?
There isn't. I'm attracted to him, but it's a no-go because he's married.
Okay, so there is, because I feel your energy is out there with somebody. So, but anyway, this is what I was going to tell you, that whoever is presently around you, I don't feel is the one for you.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like you have coming up, probably I'm seeing a 6, so June or 6 months, which is still close. Somebody coming into your life. And this person, I don't think you know him yet.
Okay.
This person has a strong personality.
I'm sorry, he has a strong what?
Personality.
Oh, personality.
A strong personality. He comes, you know, you know when he's there, a strong presence. And feeling.
Oh, we've got, and we're going to, Dina, we know this is going on. You guys, hang on with the angel work. We've got it doing that. We tried to clear air a little bit. Jackie, this is like the most intense thing. I can feel you going, I want it. And I can hear Dina sending energy. The phones are just being brats. They're going to be grounded permanently. Hang on. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to just go into this. Jackie, you were talking here and asking her about your relationship. She said that the gentleman had a strong personality. Dina, can you hear us? I know they were cutting you out.
And also like the dark hair and
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Dina, we're sorry. Yeah, Dina, we're sorry. Whatever's going on, the phone, the minute you go to talk about this gentleman, they're cutting out the phone. And I know that it's something going on with you, Jackie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Jessica.
Okay, well, I'm going to go through this because Dina's getting it, and Dina's going to send to me, and I'm going to send to you. So we're going to play Tag the Psychic. What I'm feeling here is what you've got is this male that's coming into the relationship. She's telling me this person's coming in. You had this person that couldn't be available that was married. Now Dina starts to talk, and the guides are pushing his way. I'm strong enough to get through with you. But, Jackie, what they're telling me is that this man that's coming in, you're not – like, this is not your normal type of dating gentleman. And this is where they're saying that you're going to be with him, but it's a good thing. And it's like you're going to catch and see him at a surprise place. And that's what Dina's trying to do. And the guys are just, like, stopping her. Your guides are like, you want love, but you're not going to settle. You've got some kind of a list that you've got. I do know he's a good worker, but I know there's something else happening, Jackie. Have you had some other situations in your career change yet?
Not yet, no.
That's the clue. That's what the guides are showing, and that's why Dina's getting it. See, we got Dina's in there going, they're just rolling me and her together, and they're just going, here you go. You're going to have it, Jackie. You're going to have this going. The energy's going to be working with it. Your career's going to do it. And what the energy's also telling me is what Dina's got is that it's going to be a development and a strength with you two together. And this person is it's like you don't normally date where you work or something. You have something about you have some ideas. And I'm not saying, you know, go grab somebody, flip them on a desk. What I'm saying is this is very adult. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. I got people already beeping me. You guys don't ground me. I've got to be honest. Dina's helping. It's Dina's fault. Dina is telling me that this energy, this is passionate, and this is going to be the love together. And you're going to throw some of that other cautions out. You're going to say, he's mine and I'm taking him. You know, I see you being more passionate. I see you with this man and he's got like a tie and you've got a good hold on him and you're going to put a lip lock on him or something. There's something going on here, Jackie. And what they're telling me is that it's been overdue with this relationship. And I feel that you said not yet, but there's some changes coming in your career and it's all going to just happen for you. Is it domino effect? Is that, can you hear me, Dina? And I should let you take that.
Yeah. But it feels like, play like kind of roll into each other, and it would just flow, and work very well together. Your energies, your personalities will work very well together. But just we're right in saying that it's not something you're used to it.
And Jackie, I thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We prayed for a hot Valentine's night, and you started it. Whoa, we've got a lot of we just lost half of our spirituality group. They all just went over to Spiritual Connection at 714-33-3354. But, you know, this is Psychics Gone Wild. Jackie, I know that we said one question, and I've got a lot of them going. We welcome you, and I hope this helped. I apologize how that just cut out the first part of the show. It does that sometimes with phone. We're going into 631. You're next on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hi, great. My name is Suzanne. I want to see what you see with my love life.
Okay. Uh-huh. Dina,
am I back in?
You're back in now. See, that was just Jackie's guides. They want Jackie to be good. Jackie, don't listen. Do it.
Okay, so you want to know what's going on with your love life? Is that it? Yeah. Oh, boy, I feel like you're very frustrated. This is what I'm feeling, frustrated. You've had a lot of, not such luck in that department. Is that true?
Yeah, but I'm going on dates.
Yeah, right. But to this point, I feel like you've had a lot of frustration. But it's a good turning point for you. Like, I feel like you've changed your way or changed your perception. Is that true? You've changed something in the way you go about it. Yeah.
Yes.
And so I feel like that's a good change for you. And with this change, I feel like that it's going to draw in a different breed of people, a different type of people, a better type. And through that, I feel like you've still got some more learning or lessons to do or people to go through before you actually get to the person. So don't get too frustrated, because they keep showing me frustration. So they're telling me to tell you, don't get too frustrated, because it's all part of the bigger picture of where you're going. You'll be happy when you get there, but you've still got some more learning to do.
When am I going to meet that person?
I'm feeling, to me, they're showing me like the end of the year, you know, around the end of the year. So that's what they're showing me. They keep showing me like December. And maybe that's not when you're going to meet them, but maybe that's when it really hooks up, you know, connects in. You know, you could meet them before, but it really doesn't take off until I'm feeling around the end of the year. So all this stuff that you have to go through now, know that it's actually a good thing.
Do you know what he like at all?
What's that?
Do you know anything about the person?
The person that's supposed to come at the end of the year?
Yeah.
This person seems to be a thinker. You know, in the head a lot, a worker, a thinker. They have a job, like I feel like a desk or a thinker job, you know, rather than like a construction worker or something like that. I feel like they're always using, they're very smart using numbers and paper. I see them writing a lot. So a nice person. But like I said, it might not be something that you're used to, but with this change that you're doing or that you made, that's why you're going to be drawing this in. It will be a good relationship, but just be open to something different.
We're the phones are really going off the wall. We've also got, I want you guys, 973-855, you're in. We've got a bunch of calls from there and Chicago. Can you hear us? We've also got a very surprise. I want you guys just to relax a minute. We've got the Love Psychic here, our doctor. We call her on Tuesdays. Pamela Cummings is here, and be ready for some musical psychic. That's part of why you guys are getting so much wild. We've got Pamela and Dina and Jethro. All three of us on this East Coast are just rocking it. You thought the Atlantic was nuts, and me and Janine on London in morning. You should see what's going on right now with these phone calls. How are you, Pamela?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. 973-855. Would you give us your first name? And you're going to get laid on the table here, and we're going to dissect you like a funny bone. No, I'm kidding you. 973-855.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. We're going to go ahead and start out. Would you like to just go ahead and give us your first name for Pamela, and then we'll take turns here. Pamela will give you a little bit of the reading with her music.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day. I think I'm going to have to split my income taxes with all three of you guys.
Come on, baby.
Oh, you made me so glad. That is so funny.
I'll have you know tonight, I had a lady tell me that I gave her my coat, I'll be a gentleman, and she told me that coat was too hot to have on her. And I said, it's got to be my cologne. You know, so well, I'm glad you called. And give us your first name and let Pamela go with you. And then you've got Dina behind. And thank you for calling.
Yeah, my name is Tina, and I would like to know about my boyfriend, Lewis.
Okay, and you just want to know about him or anything in particular?
Yeah, about him and our relationship.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm getting you two have a lot of fun together, okay?
Yes, we do.
A real lot of fun, and sometimes he isn't always serious. I'm seeing him kind of tall, big.
Yes, he is.
The way I'm getting him, big, you know. And but even though he's big, he's a real sweetheart. I am getting that he loves you. He wants to take it forward, okay? Oh, it's really cool. I love this song. It's an old song, but I'm kind of old anyhow. But it's Where You Lead, I Will Follow. It's by Carole King, okay? But what I'm seeing is I'm seeing you taking him by the hand and kind of pulling him along so you move a little faster than he does. It does feel like it will go up to another level, okay, but you just need to give it time. And I am hearing 6, though that's probably 6 months. Doesn't feel like 6 weeks, okay? So it does feel
okay.
Like it will, you know, it will move forward. Don't try and push it, okay? Because that's not going to work.
Okay.
I'm just getting to be honest. Yeah, he's a sweetie. I love his energy. Great energy.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
And would you like to, we've got Dina here. Don't you run off, and you told me you were going to spend that income tax. I know you're on the way out there. You'll take me out to steak, baby. You're not just throwing me to the hamburger. I've dated you. I know that McDonald's. Come on. You thought I was yesterday's hamburger. I'm today's taco. You will deal with me, baby. Come on in. Dina's on next. Dina, what are you feeling? This is wild with these kids.
Yeah, I got the same thing. It's funny because I'm sitting here watching the same thing, though, as Pamela's talking. I'm seeing the same scenery. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is cool, double scenery. But anyway, I feel like, yeah, he does want to go forward, but there's just some things that are holding him back right now. He's got some things to do. He's got some parts of his life he wants to straighten out. Is this true?
That's true.
Yeah. So that this is part of what is holding him back right now. With him getting his own stuff in order and things he wants to get done first. He thinks of you and with great fondness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I see him smiling. So, yeah, definitely, I would definitely just push him, let him get through his stuff, the things that he has to do, and enjoy what you have right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we love you calling in. Thank you for letting me tease you. And, you know, I know they're going to email me, so tell everybody that you know I'm joking because I don't want them calling me names. I really don't like it.
No, he's joking, but you guys work really hard. So, you know, we have to call them for reading, so this is a perfect time. And we owe you 10% like tithing.
Hello, yes. I knew you went there with me. I bless you, and I'm glad you called in. And
what do you get from him, Jasmine? Oh, you didn't say. What do you get from him?
What I'm getting is I'm feeling some other energy here, and I love these two ladies. They've got me flying so high, I'm in love with everybody. I think that right now what I'm feeling with the energy is they said that there's an energy there, and what I got was that you've kind of tied the ribbon around the tree, but they're telling me a different energy. They keep telling me that something else is happening between you two. I feel that the strength is there, and I feel that you're going to sit down, and you've waited long enough that you're going to do some kind of other grip, and when Pamela started the other energy, she's very gifted. Her music starts the energy. The guys were showing exactly that it opened. But I see you kind of going in, and there's some things you want. And I see you sitting down, you know, and I teased you about that, taking me out for dinner. And you know, I'm not that easy. I wait for the whole meal. But it's like the guys are telling me that you're going to do all of those energies. I see that something else has happened with you, too. And you've got to handle something there before you can really give the love. You've got something in you that you've got a little bit of an edge to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
This is really wild when you get male and female energy, because we do get that energy. First time me and Pamela worked together Tuesday, and then me and Dino, you know, do Thursdays. And here you are getting the strength. Tell us honestly what you're feeling right now with all three of us putting energy towards you.
Oh, actually, I feel amazing. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. And, you know, sending positive energy back to you guys because you're putting a lot out to us.
And that's what I'm getting, and I'm smelling candy. So I'm also my nose and the energy, and I don't find any close to me. So what I'm feeling with this is they're telling me this is a really good almond for you, and they said that definitely get with one of them, especially like Pamela's doing a discount. She's giving readings. You can get a hold of her at 973-229-9704, or, you know, with Dina at 207-752-1399, because you've got such energy. We got to get really intense, and they're giving me the beep beep. I'm going to get grounded for favorites. So I've got to go. They're saying, and I did tell them, stop it. I've got Brian over in Texas. He always writes me, and he's teasing me. He wants me to tell a little bit more of our Pookie story. I haven't heard anything back since Tuesday, since they know that they all love the fact this is one of my friends. Her name's Denise, and she writes me as Pookie, that she joked about it. Now she's found out that Pamela is on nights here now with us. Ha ha. So 478, how are you tonight? 478, can you hear us? Okay? We've got a silent one. That's okay. You're allowed to do that. We bless you. We go right on with it. We're going right into 770. What do you know, 7070?
Oh, hi. How are you?
We're rocking. This is Psyche Jethro and Psyche's Gone Wild. I'm here with that phenomenal Dina Flanagan and Pamela Cummings, and you are?
Oh, my name is Daphne.
Happy Valentine's, Daphne. We're going to start out with Dina here. Would you like to ask Dina a question?
Just give me a general reading.
Did you hear the first of the show, Daphne? You are... No, I'm teasing you. Come on in, Daphne. Okay, what are you picking up for, Dina?
I'm feeling like this. You feel like your life is a little stale right now, and that it, and that you're looking for some change. Is that correct?
I've got. She's unfortunately they're having problems with her phone. Daphne, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can she hear me? Can you hear me, Daphne?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. So anyway. I was saying that I feel like right now you're feeling like life is a little stale right now, and you're wanting to change things around. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm. And I feel like you will, but right now you seem to be in this sort of holding pattern or this stuck place. But I feel like what you get. Are you looking at or looking for a job?
No, I'm working. No, I'm not looking. I was looking for a part-time, but I changed my mind.
You changed your mind? Because I feel like something is going to come up in that department where you will be looking again. Or something will just come to you, because I feel like that's going to be part of your changes coming up. And do you have a son?
Yes.
Hmm. Is he going through something right now?
You mean he's 6 years old?
Yeah, right. Are you noticing something different with him right now?
His behavior.
Yeah, that's because it's showing me that this is changing and there's something going on with him that he's restless and he's acting out. He's acting out. Something's going. Excuse me.
What is it?
Oh. I just feel like he's got this energy that just has to get out. He's sensitive, one thing. He's sensitive, kind of feeling other people's energies can't talk tonight. And I feel like that's what he's taking out of people's energy, and that's how he's kind of like acting out or acting up, whichever way
What should I do about it?
Boy, 6 years old, that's difficult. Jethro, you got any ideas on that one?
I think we're going to flip it over to Pamela and Daphne. We're giving everybody a little bit of time, so for a general reading, you're just going to get what they give us. I do apologize because of it being Valentine's Day, and to be fair to everyone, eventually we're going to go to a membership call-ins, and it'll be great because those guys who are on our group doing it so that you're getting the best, we thank you. We welcome you from Psyche's Gone Wild. We love when you guys follow. Pamela, are you getting anything for a message to help her? I feel your energy.
Right, no, I am. As far as her son, I just heard a Beatles song, you know, love, love, love. All you need is love. So I feel like he needs a lot of love. And I'm also hearing Try a Little Tenderness. It's a real song. And my guides are also saying understanding. As far as her, when Dina was talking about her, you know, feeling a little stuck, I actually felt it in my eye. And my nose started to get stuffy, and I almost wanted to say, blow your nose. Like, you got to release it, and you're in your head a little too much. You think a lot, okay? And I just feel like you need to do some action and have more positive thinking. And, you know, they're so funny, my guides. They're saying you need to get uplifted by the Lord. So find some kind of spirituality or something that works for you. You know, that's what I'm getting.
Very good. And we got here going with the energy. I'm going to compliment the ladies and also the strength. And you, when we say energy with a one-point question, it's to give us the energy. So what you're getting is you're getting the really good energy here of what all of us are getting. And I just love these two because these two are phenomenal. And they're very gifted ladies. I am looking at the energy. And what I'm also getting with that at the other part is they're telling me to look at that energy of it. I do think that there's something going on and the strength in it is. I think you're going to find out with your son later. He's going to have some other things with his ears and some of the energy there, and I think that's what we're getting, this other color. I do think that as a general reading, I would look at that and I would tell you to take that to another step. I keep hearing that them saying, as you're doing this other development, look and notice with him, put a little extra aromatherapy in the house. When you have this, I raising many kids and going through the life I've done through this, you know, years, I always kept extra ones of it. Yes, you can do it cheap. Put a little bit on a light bulb and then turn the light on. Obviously, never put it on a hot light unless you want a burnt finger or a broken glass, but take a little bit of it. You can get these affordable. Nowadays, you can go to a dollar store and get one. Yes, the perfume's not as good. You want the original oil, but for a couple of really good dollars, you can get a really good one. I used for years geranium, and I will be honest, it was geranium I bought at Walmart, and I used the leaf. I'd rub a little bit on a light and turn it on. It works the same. I'm also feeling with you that we've got some other strengths. We're almost to our halfway mark, you guys. Don't go anywhere with some of you callers. I know this is why I really appreciate and we love you guys to call in. But when you do a general reading, it's what Pamela let us know Tuesday. There's other people, and what they do is they get tired and they go on or they get upset. So we love you. And Daphne, please don't get offended. I'm not harping on you at all. I'm just letting everybody know. We've had a lot of calls call in, and I someday with those of you who want, if you want, I'll exchange you, if it's all right, some of the emails. What they say is, I called in, I wanted Dina, I wanted Pamela, Jethro, you guys kept them all the time, and they don't realize that 773 number. So on the nights that we do this, we go ahead and we roll on. We've got about 3 calls left. We've got 30 minutes. It's Happy Valentine's Day. I want you guys to rev up the energy. Thank you, Pamela. Thank you, Dina. Take a minute break as we go in. We're going to play the song a little bit hyper up. We're going to do some rocking with Randy Morris and get ready for the energy to answer 918-717's call and 234. Oh, and we got a 541 just jumped in. Call in. We love you. We're on a rockin'. We'll be right back. Excellent. Beautiful song and beautiful night. Happy Valentine's Day. We've got Pamela Cummings, our love doctor. We tease her, our phenomenal musical psychic. We've got Dina Flanagan, that healing woman. We filled the phones in 2 minutes of rock and happy energy. You guys that have been listening in, we had a person earlier say they could feel the positive love and we're sending it back. I now am going to bottle this and be selling this here in Tampa, so come down, because these two ladies are just sending me over the mountain here. We've got 918. You've been good. You've been patient. How are you, 918?
Hi.
It's Vicky.
Yes, it is.
Hey, you little winner. Speaking of, at the half-hour mark, the winner of the half-an-hour psychic reading by Jethro, usually a $60 value, sometimes $4.95 when he has a headache. No kidding. $60 value. I'm teasing you guys. Vicky is our winner. She is going to get that, and we've got to set up a time here. Today and Valentine's Day, we've been all busy, all of us psychics, with the love and the Cupid. I want to thank you for calling, Vicky, and I welcome you to our ladies. Are you ready for both of these two to talk to you about love, or
Yes, I am.
You just opened the door. You did. If you would have said general, I would have cried and hung up the phone and went back to cooking steaks for people with no teeth. I swear. Kidding. Vicky, who do you want to pick? You get your choice. You've got both of the lovelies. They're both strong individuals. Which one would you like, Pamela Musical or Dina in Healing?
Dina.
Okay, we're going to start with Dina. Dina.
All right.
You might have to give her your name, Vicky, because I rattle. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Vicky?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? All right. So you want to know about love? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Whoa. Have you been divorced?
Well, I just lost my husband.
Oh, you just lost your husband, because that's going to show me a huge lot. Yeah, because this it comes in. First thing that came in was big loss, and then they're showing me was sick for a while.
Pardon me.
Was he sick for a little bit for a while?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're showing me that. You're still. There's still like you're still. I'm feeling a deep sadness around this.
Yeah.
So you're still healing from it. But do you noticing little signs? Because it's showing me he comes to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's showing me that he shows you signs and wants you to see them or hear them. And some of them you recognize, but some of them you're not. He's trying to get through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so know that he's right around with you, and he's
okay.
Far. There's still something he's trying to get through to you. There's some piece of paper or something that you that he wants you that he's trying to talk about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're missing a very important document.
Yeah, that's what he's telling me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's showing me that it seems to be, I think it's around. You know, I think, like, it's not far. I think it's around. I don't think it's lost for good. He's also saying move some things around. Move some things around, and I think you'll find it, is what he's saying.
Okay.
He also is saying, do you have a sister that we're kind of close to us? Yeah, because that's what he's showing me. He just basically he wants you to know that he's still around. He still cares about. It's like he's around because he cares. He cares about, you know, wanting to make sure you're all right. And so, anyway, you keep looking for this document thing, and you will find it.
Okay.
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 And we thank you with that going into it, Dina. Dina's really, she just gets her, and Ted's looking at her. Happy Valentine's, and you can tell the love and the energy. And Vicky, you hang on. We're going to roll you right over. Roll you. Listen to me. I'm going to roll you right over like a cookie. And you're like, you don't touch me, Jethro. I'm going to put you over here to Pamela. Pamela,
okay.
What are you getting? Look at this energy.
Okay.
Are you okay, Vicky? I can feel the energy. It's, they love you. They're putting a lot of energy to you. Are you all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just very happy to hear that document's around.
Well, what I saw was like almost like a straw box, like a tan color straw box, if that makes any sense. Okay? And quite honestly, that is not my specialty, lost and found. The other thing that I got, because I have some mediumship ability, but that, again, is not my specialty. I'm good at, like, I guess you could say personal growth, transformation. And what I did get for you is that I'm seeing a new life coming for you. You know, once you go through the sadness, the grieving, and everything else, I am seeing a lot of sunshine. I'm seeing a lot of joy. It's a new chapter. And I feel eventually a new love, too. It's down the road, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a life that you never imagined, okay? So I just want to let you know that there is a lot of joy. There's, you know, your life is not over right now. In fact, it's I'm getting a song lyric. It's only just begun, okay? And the other thing that I heard, too, was there is life after death. And I felt that was, you know, obviously for, you know, your husband who just crossed over, but I also felt for you, too, okay? So when you're ready, enjoy living, the joy of living is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
So, all right,
excellent.
So I hope that helps.
And I want to add to this, you know, and you know, Vicki, I'm going to give you that reading. We've won that. And I also am telling you that we're going to find that paper. And I do agree with the two ladies together. I love how, did you hear Pamela? It's not really my forte, and she's just reaching in there, grabbing it. That's why I love working with them. They're so modest. We had a big joke the other day when Pookie was writing on there about how great Pamela was. Pamela's like, I am on night. So it's like, Pamela, you rock, you dear. But what we love about it, and what we've got, and what we're going to do for you, is we're going to work with you on this, Vicki. You've been one of our followers, and you know, on Fridays, Amy Kavanaugh. Tomorrow night, it's Amy Straight On. Definitely get with Amy on Clarice. We've got some other friends that are helping. I have looked and working with the book here of Karen Wyatt, and I'm going to go ahead and give you the book of What Really Matters, Seven Lessons for Living from the Stories of the Dying with Karen M. Wyatt, M.D., and that's also included in your reading, you know, and I wanted to make sure you knew that. Vicki, we love you. You know, we're going to get that found for you. And is there anything
Vicki,
you want to tell us?
I'm sorry. I have to say this. They're telling me to tell you this. Vicki, they're keep showing me a bookcase and look and move up the bookcase. Mm-hmm. You know, something about a bookcase. And it's, I don't know, it's a tan, like a medium brown or a tannish one.
Mm-hmm.
Or natural wood or something in that tone. Yeah. Okay. So they keep showing me that. I'm not quite sure why, if that's to lead you to someplace that will lead you to the document. I don't know. I look behind it, too, under it, behind it. I don't know. They just keep telling me to tell you that.
He did write me a letter, and it came up missing. And I've been searching for that, too, and the title to our trailer.
Mm.
So. And
yeah.
The letter upsets me more than losing the title, because he started writing it the day he went in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
About his daughter?
Well, we found the one to our daughter, but he wrote me a letter, too.
Oh, my God.
And it was in the same notebook, and it was not there when he passed.
Yeah, that's what Dina's talking. It's behind there. Don't you feel that, Dina? I do feel. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Vicki, but it is there. It's that letter to you, and you've got the one to the daughter. You just haven't got the one to you. I'm feeling real hurt. He was hurting physically when he wrote this.
Yeah.
He loves you. He still loves you, and he's not hurting anymore. He's also telling you Happy Valentine's Day. He's talking about how you have this funny thing about in the mornings. You do things in the morning that's funny. I mean, you're not one of those girls that worries about how you look in the makeup in the morning, I take it. He's making jokes.
No.
Okay. Love him. And it's funny. He loves you. He's just like, you guys have this secret time together. This is a very beautiful thing you had. And he's telling me this. And you found the one for the daughter. You're going to find the one for yours. But, you know, he wants you to kind of wait a little bit. You're kind of going through this. You're upset, as Amy's talked to some of the ones. You've got some mad here. You're upset about what's going on over there, and you've got some things happening. I feel the hurt for you is that it's you thought he was coming through this or something had happened there.
Just I think I'm at that anger stage now, you know, where I'm to the point, like, why did you leave me, you son of a bitch?
That's what I'm feeling. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't want to drop kick your ashes to Jesus. Kick in your ass. You know, it's like, why did you leave me? Because he promised me we'd grow up. I mean, we are old, but we would grow older together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just.
It's what the lady.
My soulmate.
I will, that's one of the common stages. I will work on sending some healing, some quicker healing your way when I later, a little later tonight, I'll send that to you.
Okay. It's been a hard day because, you know, our Valentine's Day were always very special. You know, every day was special, but Valentine's Day was just, he was awesome. He was.
Well, you know you can talk to him. You can talk to him even though it's not in his physical form. You can still talk to him.
Oh, I set his urn on my desk today and sat there and talked to him and had a good cry.
Yeah, that's good. But you do have, I mean, it's just you have to go through those stages, you know, all the many different emotions and stages. And that's just all part of it, and you will come through it. Pamela was absolutely right. You're gonna, when you come through all this, when it's time, it's going to be better than you expected. It's going to be really good. And he's going to be there watching you and guiding you in the right places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish you happy Valentine's Day. And I know that he helped today when I went to pull the things. Those of you who saw our little videos of me and Kay dancing on our roller skating and all of our silly. He told me to look, and I reached down and pulled up the email, and it was yours, Vicki. So I know he still loves you and is working with that, and we'll get with you on that half an hour and do some real stronger, even intimate with me on the work and with what Dina's sending to you, the love, and Pamela giving you the music. Girl, you got friends over here. 541, it's up to you what you're going to do.
Okay, I went through an ugly divorce and haven't seen my daughter in 4 years now and counting and still the games from them, but at this point, I'm really okay with me, and I'm just wondering what you pick up, what now?
Rico, you're talking with Psychics Gone Wild, and we welcome you, and you've got live Pamela Cummings, our musical psychic. Pamela, what are you getting for him? What song?
Okay, well, well, how appropriate. I'm hearing, I can't even think of the name of the band right now. It's been such a long time, and I feel that that is for your daughter, okay? And quite honestly, I hate to say this, I feel like it's going to be, you know, they're saying it's a long, long road, okay? She hasn't forgotten about, you know, she hasn't forgotten about you. I feel you getting together, okay? And that feels like future, but it feels like a little while. For yourself, I'm seeing you working really hard. And the way I'm seeing it, and I'm not saying this is what you do for a living, is you're taking like a pick and you're, like you're breaking rocks, okay? So to me, that means you're a hard worker, and it feels like everything that you're working for is like you're manifesting your dreams, okay? And that's really important. The other thing I am getting, oh, this is pretty cool, is a new love by June. That's what I'm getting, you know? Are you, so
because
I don't know if you're...
Well, that would be cool.
Yeah, okay.
Your phone even went there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was still there. It felt like, I don't know, I was like, I hope he's not in a relationship. But that's what it feels. And what I am getting is kind of like long hair. I'm seeing it as blonde, but it doesn't mean that it's blonde. That's the image I'm getting. But I feel like a free goddess kind of hippie feeling with this woman. Okay, I want to say uninhibited, okay, but she's not, like, totally wild, but very open, okay? So it does feel like things will get better. When your daughter gets older, that's where it feels like the relationship. It feels like right now she can't really reach out to you. She's not old enough, okay? But when
Actually, she just reached out, but it was for... a purpose of more a game thing between her mother and...
No, when I mean reaching out, I mean by wanting to have, like, a relationship with you,
well,
okay?
Well, what I mean is that's how she started the conversation this time, but one more time it was just just another little game. She's just caught in the middle of it, and I understand that. I'll be there to pick up the pieces. I'm more concerned about.
Okay, we just had the phones do a moment here, Rico. Hang on, don't go anywhere. We've got 12 minutes left. It's Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going wilder. Pamela Cummings is here helping. Dina Flanagan's here helping. Jethro's here eating. We're having fun. 813, you just got flipped into the hot seat. Welcome and happy Valentine's Day to you, little
Thank you. I need it. I'm calling from Tampa, and I'm calling because...
We rock.
we do. I'm calling because I was dating this guy. It was very short-lived, and he... just ended it very abruptly, and I want to know what you see with this.
Well, you've got Dina Flanagan, and Dina, what are you seeing for this woman in Tampa who's seeing with this man?
He just ended it very abruptly. How much did you know about this person?
I know he had anger management issues. I mean, it was intense, Dina. It was intense. It was for a month, but it was really intense. He was very insecure.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. They're saying that's what they're saying to me. How much do you really know about this man? Like he had a lot of issues or sides to him that you don't, maybe you didn't see and didn't know, is what they're showing me. And he has a lot of work to do on himself. And it would have, in a way, him ending it abruptly is a blessing because it would have dragged out and he would have been more miserable, is what I'm seeing. I'm just seeing that it doesn't have anything to do with you, really. It was all these issues that he has. He hadn't finished something. He still had something to finish, or he was hiding something. This is what I'm seeing. Either he hadn't finished something or he was hiding something. Anyway, I see it as a blessing.
Anything new on the horizon?
We're going to turn that to Pamela. We'll give that to Pamela with the new on the horizon. You two both in love. We've got so much going. I think Cupid's about ready to buy a six-pack and move to Jamaica. Tell them, Pamela, what are you getting? I'm hearing the music over there.
Well, first of all, what I heard as far as this man, you know, good riddance, but I heard he's got issues in his tissues, okay? He's got a that's exactly how I heard it.
That's
okay?
A good read.
Yeah, that's exactly how they put it.
But I feel miserable, Pamela.
yeah, but honestly, it feels like something new is just on the horizon, you know? I'm seeing a woman on the ground, and she's, like, in her garden, okay, and pulling out weeds. And you just pulled out a really big one, or should I say he choked himself. But I'm seeing a flower, you know? I'm seeing a flower. And I just keep on hearing this song, "You Are." It's a really old song, "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine." And it just feels like someone much better is coming. I'm seeing him in a business suit. I'm actually seeing like a diamond ring, you know, the like kind of big chunky diamond ring. So it feels, I'm also hearing you got class. So it feels like he has a lot of class. This is someone so much better. I want to say an upstanding citizen, you know, just morally right, but also very down to earth, because I'm seeing a business suit and then I'm seeing jeans and playing basketball, actually. You know, so that means that by basketball, that means he has fun, he takes care of his body, you know. He just feels very well balanced, you know. Believe me, his tissues feel a lot better than the other guy, okay?
Thank you. That helped me out. That was a nice Valentine's. I needed that. Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you,
Jethro.
Okay, bye-bye.
Blessings, thank you. And remember to follow us on the right side, just because you live in Tampa, and so do I. We want to make sure you know that Psyche's Gone Wild's here. Tell all your friends to call in. All of you guys who've been putting out to Twitter and Facebook, we're still out there. I'm sorry to the quite a few people that we didn't lose over the individuality that I expressed, but I do love to be silly. I am apologizing beforehand. I'm sure I'll make you upset, but I like to tease. If you're ready to laugh, if you're ready to joke, go on Facebook and let's be funny. If you've got a silly, then call me. If I'm going to bug you, don't touch it. I love the issue for the tissue. I think Pamela has now taken the award tonight for the funny. Dina, you know, you two have got to do more together. It is just a blessing. We've got more calls. 815, you get to be live. How are you, 815?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
Good. We welcome you to Psyche's Gone Wild. Do you have a question for the lovely ladies on Valentine's Day?
I was wondering, is the show about relationship only?
Oh, you can ask any question you want. These girls are fun.
Okay. I had a question about career. Like, for 2013 this year, like, which direction should I go in? Right now, I'm unemployed, and I'm just working on music or whatever, but trying to get some insight as far as my career this year.
Hey, and would you give me your first name?
Jamal.
Jamal, I'm going to start here. Gentlemen, with this energy, I'm feeling with your career, but I feel like you've got two possibilities real strong, and I keep seeing a watch. There's something going on with you in timing now, and they're telling me that it's got to do with you, some other development and some things happening. I feel like what you've got right now is only starting to do it. There's something going to change there. I'm going to flip this. We've got a psychic board, so what we got is three psychics, what we're picking up.
Okay.
I'm going to turn it to Pamela here on the list just because she's there, and then we'll go right to Dina. Pamela, could you tell Jamal what you're getting for his career?
First of all, I'm getting it's going to get better. I feel an opportunity coming up, but it feels like something new, something different. All right? They're saying be able to flip the switch. That's what I'm getting. You know, and I'll turn it over to Dina.
Okay.
Are you going to be taking classes?
Dina,
no, I'm not taking classes.
What's that?
No, I'm not taking classes.
Because they're showing me that something that coming up that... They're showing me something coming up that you're going to be learning, and you'll probably need some classes to do it. Like, we're not talking, like, schooling classes, but maybe, you know, one-night classes or whatever. I guess it is kind of schooling, but you're going to be needing classes or learning of this thing, this career that's coming up, and you'll enjoy it. It's something that you want to do. It's perhaps not on your mind right now, but you will be coming up and taking that, and this will lead you into an idea or a thought or where you want to go next, is what I'm saying for your career.
Okay.
And we thank you, Jamal. Are you calling in? It's like he's gone wild. What do you think of this crazy show? You just came in. Do you think we should be locked up, or what are you feeling? You've been quiet about it.
Oh, it's my first time checking out your show. I'm having fun. I've been listening.
We're having fun with you rocking. You definitely got to get with them. These girls, they are ornery. And I thank you for bringing in career. We had a little bit much with Cupid, and they were talking about issues with the tissues, and I was beginning to worry that Pamela was going to have to pin one down and spank him again. You came in and saved us. Jamal, we're going to get with you on the fact that we've got 4 minutes left of the show, and thank you for enjoying yourself. Please follow along. We are going to take just a minute here, and we're going to look at all of you guys. We have a lot of people coming in. If you want that reading, if you're ready to go there, if you're not shy, then go on psychicsjohnwall.com and pick one of our lovely readers. You've also got, as you were listening here, a lot of variety. Tonight you got to hear Pamela does it with music. Dina does it with her energy and her healing. They put it together, and it works. They're getting the same thing. But what I love, I want to thank all of you guys, is you've got some of the top psychics in the world. All three of us have had and are still having our day, I will let you know. We're still going there. And I want to thank all of you. We've got 3 minutes is how fast this has went. We're going to grab one more of you guys out of the water. And if you are fishy, you will not pinch. No, I'm teasing you. If you are already pulled out of the water, you're 484. You get to be the last caller tonight for Happy Valentine's 2013. How are you, 484?
Hello, this is Tonetta. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, Tonetta. You called in and you always tease us on Thursday and you don't love me on Tuesday. What happened on Monday?
I don't know. And all I want to know is when, I want a time frame, when am I going to see Dan? When is he coming over to see me? When is he taking me on a date? When am I going to see his face?
Oh, you always do the hard one. It's going to have to be the ladies because you and this man, I think that, what is about the issue with the tissue there? No, I'm teasing you, but he is going to sound like Donetta. We've got a minute apiece. Can we go with Dina, would you quickly, and then we'll finish with Pam and we'll wish everyone a good night.
Well, she wants to know what's up when she's going to see Dan. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Oh, Dan. So this is somebody you know, Dan. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Don't start. Don't do that.
It's like the situation is taking its sweet time. is what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so it's like, oh, come on now. Come on now. And so I feel like, now you're asking when you're going to see from him, not hear from him, correct?
Oh, I hear from him every day. We text each other every day.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, yeah. And so I feel like you'll see, he's supposed to have a trip coming up soon. One of you is going to be, you've got it planned in the works?
A trip?
Do you have it planned in the works? I see 2 months out.
I don't know. I told him I want to go to Virginia Beach this spring or summer, and he
That's
said he
I'm,
don't.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know. Is he going to the beach with me? Bottom line.
Yeah, no, I see about 2 months out is when you'll get what you want with this, and you'll see him. So that's spring. Okay?
We got 2 months spring. Pamela, would you give her a – we got 90 seconds. Sorry, Dina.
I actually heard a month as soon as she asked. I heard April. That's what I heard. I was almost afraid to say it. I was afraid she'd yell at me, but I heard April.
I'm getting a little, we're also getting a little longer with me, too. So you've got all of us. Definitely let us know, Tonetta. We love you. Happy Valentine's Day. We're going to click out real quick and give our little angel up there in Pennsylvania. Hello, Corrine. We're going off the air. Do you have a Valentine's story?
Actually, really quick, I just wanted to make sure and let all our listeners know that anyone that isn't with anyone right now, just remember to have self-love, because that's when you draw the best people to you. And remember to get a reading from one of the psychics, Gone Wild Psychics. Pick the one that resonates with you, because these mini readings are just icing on the cake. You need the whole cake, too.
Oh, thank you. And that's why we love her. Now you guys know why she's our favorite. That was the most beautiful thing. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Until the next heart comes out, keep eating those chocolates or I will for you.
Oh, sounds great. You too.